Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Joshua Oliver from the Comment and Analysis Desk. The big-budget superhero smash hit Black Panther has shattered both box office records and assumptions about racial diversity in film. It was a big bet for Disney against the conventional wisdom that audiences won't turn out for films with black majority casts, and it may encourage more studios to do the same. But even with several high-profile black nominees on the ballot for Sunday's Oscars, Hollywood still has a long way to go towards reflecting the makeup of today's audiences. Shannon Bond and Matthew Garahan report, and their story is read by Shannon.
In the run-up to the Academy Awards 2 years ago, Hollywood was abuzz with complaints about its attitude to race. With not even one black actor nominated for any of the major categories, a social media protest under the hashtag OscarsSoWhite went viral, and several leading African-American figures in the industry boycotted the event. On the eve of this Sunday's Oscars broadcast, Hollywood is again consumed with race. But this time, it is celebrating the blockbuster global success of Black Panther, the first big-budget superhero movie with a black lead, a predominantly black cast, and a black writer and director. The film from Walt Disney's Marvel Studios is heading towards $1 billion in global ticket sales, thanks to the rapturous embrace of critics, audiences, and the African-American community, for whom it has already become a cultural touchstone. After the controversy of the Oscars 2 years ago, the success of Black Panther provides a feel-good moment for Hollywood on its approach to diversity. Indeed, the nominees for the 2018 Oscars reflect a broader-than-typical range of race and gender, thanks largely to a recent push by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to refresh its largely aging and white voting membership. But it is also a potentially important moment for a film industry that has often assumed audiences would not turn out in large numbers for movies filled with non-white faces, even when the racial makeup of American society is changing so markedly. At a time when movie studios are being forced to search for new audiences as they weather competition from Netflix and video streaming, Black Panther has provided a wake-up call on the commercial potential for films that are made by and star black talent. These things don't happen overnight, but when the studio executives worldwide think about greenlighting a movie with a black cast or a Hispanic cast that crosses all four quadrants, male, female, young, and old moviegoers, rather than playing to a particular group, the experience of Black Panther changes the dynamic, says Richard Gelfond, chief executive of IMAX, the big screen cinema company. I think people will be more willing to take risks, he said. Bob Iger, chairman of the Walt Disney Group, said the company was, quote, exhilarated, because the film represented, quote, an important moment in the culture. But, he added, it also had the potential to become a blockbuster franchise sold across its businesses. I pretty much guarantee you that this coming Halloween and even Christmas, you'll be seeing a lot of Black Panther merchandise in the marketplace, he said on Monday. The queues at Disneyland to meet the Black Panther character were an hour long, Mr. Iger said, and he hinted about developing a ride around the film. Black stars are not new in Hollywood. From Sidney Poitier to Halle Berry and Denzel Washington, black actors have starred in box office hits for decades. Plenty of films are also made specifically for black audiences, such as the Madea comedies from the actor and director Tyler Perry. Yet, despite those successes, Hollywood has been reluctant to take the next step with an all-black tentpole movie, one with the earning potential to support a studio's entire slate of movies. If Black Panther was a bet in that regard, it has paid off handsomely for Disney. Even with the anticipation ahead of its release in February, It smashed expectations, pulling in more than $200 million in its first weekend and scoring one of the biggest opening weekends ever. Worldwide ticket sales have topped $700 million, a number that will only grow once the movie opens in China, the world's second largest film market, on March 9th. Black Panther has already passed 2015 straight out of Compton as the top-grossing film by a Black director with a majority Black cast. Across much of the U.S., the release of Black Panther was not just a night at the cinema, but a cultural event. Moviegoers turned up in outfits inspired by the film's costumes and traditional African dress, and waited in queues that wrapped around city blocks. Cinemas added showtimes to meet demand. Churches, schools, and companies, including the advertising giant Interpublic Group, organized screenings. I don't know if we've ever been this proud to be African-American, Chadwick Boseman, who plays the title character, told a sold-out crowd this week at an event at New York's Apollo Theater. Outside a Harlem cinema a few blocks from the Apollo, vendors hawked T-shirts emblazoned with Wakanda Forever and Straight Outta Wakanda, the fictional African nation where the movie was set. Deep down, we all hoped that people would come to see a film about a fictional country on the continent of Africa, made up of a cast of people of African descent, said Ryan Coogler, Black Panther's director and co-writer, in a thank you letter to fans following its opening weekend. Never in a million years did we imagine that you all would come out this strong, he added. The film's strong performance could potentially resurrect what had been looking like a disastrous first quarter for the industry. RBC Capital Markets said this week that its gloomy forecasts for the 2018 box office had improved, quote, meaningfully. Total box office takings would be closer to flat in the first quarter rather than the expected 12% decline, Leo Culp, an analyst at RBC Capital Markets, said in a note, helped by the fact that, quote, Black Panther substantially outperformed our expectations. Enthusiasm for the movie is generating money from other sources as well. The soundtrack, curated by the rapper Kendrick Lamar, has topped Billboard's album chart for 2 weeks. Sales of action figures, masks, and other merchandise tied to the film have also been strong, according to Hasbro and other toy makers. The runaway commercial success of Black Panther underscores just how long it has taken the largest studios to produce big-budget films with diverse lead actors and casts. Other forms of entertainment have moved more swiftly. Black acts dominate the music charts, and hip-hop is the most streamed genre, with listening increasing more than 74% in 2017, according to Spotify. On U.S. television, some of the biggest hits of recent years, from Empire to Scandal and Black-ish, have featured Black stars and writing talent, part of a concerted effort by the main broadcast networks to produce programming that better reflects American society. Facing competition from streaming services, studios are searching for different types of film that can fill cinemas in the U.S. and increasingly important international markets. Although the U.S. film industry has long been dominated by a belief that films featuring largely Black casts and storylines do not perform well around the world, many executives have made the case for more diversity on the big screen as a way to reach a wider audience. Every movie that breaks down these barriers is another step towards more inclusion in mainstream Hollywood movies, said Paul Dagarabedian, senior analyst with Comscore, the media research group. If you have grown up and never seen someone like you on screen, then you're looking at the world through other people's eyes. When people see themselves on screen, it can be a very powerful experience, he said. Disney, which generated more than $6 billion at the box office last year, has made a concerted effort to diversify its films, both in front of and behind the camera. From the racially inclusive cast of the recent installments of the Star Wars franchise, to the animated Moana, based on Polynesian myths, to the forthcoming A Wrinkle in Time, for which African-American female director Ava DuVernay reimagined the world-saving protagonist as a biracial girl. A new study of diversity in Hollywood from the University of California, Los Angeles, found that relatively diverse movies, casts with between 21 and 30% ethnic minority actors, produced higher ticket sales. Increasingly diverse audiences, the evidence shows, prefer film and television content populated with characters to whom they can relate and whose stories drive the narrative, the report said. Non-white audiences carry box office clout. People of color account for nearly 40% of the U.S. population, but bought more than half of tickets for 5 of the top 10 global grossing films in 2016, according to the UCLA study. That included Captain America: Civil War, another Marvel superhero movie set in the same universe as Black Panther. Still, the research suggests that only modest progress has been made towards reflecting the makeup of contemporary audiences. While the proportion of minorities increased over the years in several employment categories, including lead roles on broadcast TV and creators of shows on streaming services such as Netflix and Amazon, they remain underrepresented compared with the population at large in every category the survey measured. Women are also underrepresented across the industry, the study found. The number of directors of color being given responsibility for top films has remained stagnant, 12.6% in 2016, compared with 12.2% in 2011. The percentage of minorities in lead acting roles rose from 10.5% to 13.9% in the same period. That lack of representation has come into sharp focus in recent years at the Oscars. The routine exclusion of people of color from the industry's top awards came to a head in 2015 and 2016, both years in which none of the acting categories had a single nominee of color. The Black activist April Rain coined the term "Oscars so white" on Twitter, generating a social media campaign that led Spike Lee and Jada Pinkett Smith to boycott the 2016 ceremony. The Academy, whose membership is 87% white and 72% male, has pledged to become more representative. It has set a goal of doubling the number of female and non-white members by 2020. John Bailey, a cinematographer who was named Academy president in August, told the New York Times, "I happen to think that the Academy's initiatives regarding diversity are way overdue." Last year's Oscars presented a different picture. Moonlight, a coming-of-age tale about a gay Black man, beat favorite La La Land for Best Picture. The slate of nominees for this year's prizes includes acting nods for Denzel Washington, Daniel Kaluuya, Octavia Spencer, and Mary J. Blige. The Best Director Oscar could go to the first-ever African-American winner, Jordan Peele for Get Out, or the second-ever woman, Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird. Mr. Peele received the accolade of being nominated for Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Picture, all for a debut film. Having been released this year, Black Panther is eligible only for next year's Oscars. Cultural phenomenon or not, it will then have to contend with the Academy's traditional disdain for superhero films.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.